The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Anything goes! Go! Go!
Okay. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Anything Goes with Larry Swanson and Carrie Bradstreet. This is Carrie Bradstreet. Isn't she a sweetheart?
And anything goes.
Say hi
not
to
today.
The audience, Carrie.
I say hi. He told me I'm restricted on what I could say today.
Well,
so
see,
it's not anything goes. It's just some things go today.
In the 35 minutes that we were on, she's telling us about the world. So we're going to change it and try to be a little more comfy today, huh?
Okay.
So anyway,
it's supposed to be 80 tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
well, actually,
yeah, but it's going to rain. So.
But no, but by the time this is broadcast, it'll be the next week. So, but maybe we would have had some nice weather.
Yeah.
Grass will start to grow.
Yeah.
I've had to mow my lawn a couple
Speaking
times.
Speaking of grass, boy, them companies that sell that stuff.
Big billboards
oh,
stuff.
My God.
I'm like,
how much? Can you imagine the millions of dollars that they are making? I tell you, if I was younger, I'd have two or three of them going already. I would. I mean, I'd be growing my own weed. I'd be selling it. Yeah. I mean, in the service, back when I was in the service, I mean, that was your entertainment. You know what I mean?
Wasn't just like the cannabis part of it. Isn't that something that's
yeah,
good
got,
for you?
I got
that
some
not
of
necessarily
that.
Always have the kind
I got some
that's
of that,
got
that I rub on my
TSA
legs. TSA
or whatever the high part is.
But my legs have gone, so it doesn't work that much on my... But, yeah, they're selling a lot of that stuff. And that's been... I mean, they even used to make rope out of that stuff. So it just, it makes sense that to use
to
that
use it
stuff.
For other,
yeah.
Yeah.
To
and
me.
And they say the CBD
to me,
is
the smoking
to be
of it is wrong. I think that you're same thing as cigarettes. And they're going to do the cigarettes are these.
Anything that alters your mind.
Yeah.
It's like your body's a temple. Why are you, you know, altering
putting
it?
Things in it. Yeah. Well, I smoked for years, you know, and then. I had to.
And you're probably
attack.
Paying the consequences.
Oh,
for that,
yeah,
so, you know?
Absolutely. Right now I'm paying the consequences. Don't smoke. Tell your kids, hit them in the head. Do anything you can to, if your kids are smoking, to get them to quit smoking. Because I've had two operations, or heart attacks, and had operations.
We
on
actually
that,
need to get to the root cause of why do people choose to smoke. It's not like you're
to
born.
Get high.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So we need to get to them before this.
But and there's it, others that you can chew the stuff to get high. You know, it's.
But I'm talking in this new world where you don't have all of this evil running everything, and people can actually just be their own self and
yeah.
not be. You know, competing and trying to get money because you're starving, you got to pay bills. There's going to be Tesla free, we're going to have free energy.
How did you get back on this?
Well, I'm just going to say it's going to be a different type of thing. We've got free energy. I mean, people aren't going to need to be smoking no dope or anything. They're just going to be like high on life. I'm like, life is great.
Let's talk about something else. Remember that? We were going to turn. We had
I
the
get,
la-
well,
last
brought,
show on that.
You brought up marijuana. So I was
well, marijuana is just marijuana. I mean,
no, but I'm saying people won't need to smoke and need to do all that because they're
going to though. I mean, that's a that's
see
a
that's
thing
a
now.
Very negative opinion. There may be people be actually be healthier when we're not being poisoned and all this kind of stuff in our food and our water.
Yeah, people have been smoking cigarettes for how many years?
I know. It doesn't mean they can't stop. It can't. It's
hard to stop.
And it's hard to stop because you got the tobacco companies that this is they're making their money. Well, if they can't be making money off of it for whatever, then it's going to stop. It has to take away the incentive.
But then it goes to the people that are not decent people
nope,
anyway.
No, because that's what I said with the quantum financial system. All that there's people won't be able to use any financial transactions that are illegal. And so it's going to control
so you
all
think
of that
nothing illegal will happen?
Well, something could happen, but it's not going to be to the extent that it is now. And
yeah. So what kind of work have you been doing at home now? You know, are you done with what are you
no,
working
well,
on right now?
Okay, what I started to do was started to do some spring cleaning. That's how it all started. And I thought, well, I started repainting some of my trim. Oh, okay, so I repainted all of my trim, white, and painted on my doors. And then I thought, you know what? Maybe I want to change the wall color. So I then repainted all of my upstairs area.
Yeah.
Well, I had done Mark's bathroom first. I painted that first. And then once I did that, well, now I want to change the color of the cabinets. And so then I had changed the color, painted the cabinets, and now I've changed them again. So I had repainted all my doors, white and all this stuff, and I've repainted them again. And so I repainted all my doors, all my kitchen cabinets again. And now I'm...
What color are your kitchen cabinets?
They're like a blue and a gray and a taupe-ish.
Yeah. So, it was kind of funny. We got this little... It shows pictures, okay, mm-hmm. of, you know, it goes to the next one, goes to the next one. Just a little one sits on the table.
Yeah.
And I was watching it go every 4 seconds, a new picture comes up. And I seen our old cabinets, what we had before. And wow, it looks so much different now than no.
I know.
You know, it's,
at my house.
Now it's all white. Now it used to be
my house
has
transitioned so much because the house was built in 1993.
Yeah.
So the, you know, decor was different in the 90s, and I had rechanged things so much that you could look at a picture and try to guess what year that could have been because, oh, yeah, I still had this, and this wasn't painted this color, and this was furniture.
Right? It's so funny when you're going through there. I mean, my hair's different in a lot of the pictures, the type of clothes I wear, because I always wore suits. I don't think I haven't had a suit on in probably 5 years, so it's kind of funny.
So then I decided to paint the furniture, so I repainted, stained the furniture.
Oh, really?
Yep, so I changed, it's like everything's, and then I'm kind of rearranging stuff. So now that I've started painting down the steps, and so there's not really no transition. So I thought, well, I gotta have to now continue on and paint downstairs. So I'm gonna paint the downstairs.
You know what I was thinking you should do is make a big picture. We take a picture of you and then get it enlarged and make it so that it's the height of you and everything.
One of those cutouts.
Yeah, and well, you put them. I got the. You probably saw one in my office. I had one of my models that I had on there. And I was thinking, you should have that and then have it at your house. But when you're doing things as far as going after jobs and all that, to have that in the background, I think that would be a neat thing to have.
She's got a twin. That's a clone. What is that back there?
Well, no, I mean, it hooks right up there. And the material is...
I thought you meant like those cutouts, you know, like of... Superman, Wolverine.
It's got these little.
I know those grommet things.
And then the thing just crossed, uh-huh. and you put it on, and you hold it. And it's kind of light, but I thought that'd be cool that you could do that, and you could have it at your house so that when you're calling on the phone and going after,
my background.
Yeah.
In my office.
Yeah. Don't you think that would be cool to have?
I just don't know where I'm going with stuff anymore. So I'm not even concerned about finding on-air talent work. No, just because I know, like I said,
she does. She used
industry
to do
is just,
a bunch of commercials all the
there's
time.
There's more.
I'd get up in the morning
Christian,
and there
there's
Carrie
gonna be more
is.
Christian productions and things coming up when people find out how terrible and how brainwashed and evil all this Hollywood and everything is, they're not want anything to do with it. And then can actually get back to actually having real entertainment, you know, legit actors, you know, not...
A few years back, in fact, it's been 10
no
years
porn.
Now, I was getting sued by American Got Talent. They sent me a letter and then they sent me another letter. And I was going to, what I was doing is advertising.
I know.
That, and all we were going to do is the winner of our show, we would, all expenses paid to where they were trying out. That's what that was all about. That's all we were going to do.
It's all about their word.
So anyway, they were going to sue me, and I had a meeting with all the with 13, 8, 3 in the Grand Rapids Press and all that. They set up a meeting with me and told me that they were going to be not, this company was not going to use them if they advertised me. And here I spent all this money already for advertising, and they were backing out of it. And so I changed it to Talent of the Churches, All for the Glory. And I did that, which went pretty good. And I see the girl at our church. She goes to, not our church, but she comes and sings there every once in a while. And we always talk about it. Mm-hmm. And she would love to see us do another one. And I was thinking maybe that's, you know, do another one. Not nothing to do with America's Got Talent, but All for the Glory, and see how that went. Because, boy, we had some good singers. It, mm-hmm. And it was a lot of fun. I mean, it was a lot of fun. But mm-hmm. the thing that I told my wife one day, I says, you know, before this is over, I will probably turn into an atheist.
Oh yeah, you tell him about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean, it was.
Well, that's
the,
just it. There's so the many people. Were, I know. I mean, you've got corrupt people all over.
I went into one.
I've learned that just because you say you're a Christian doesn't
mean
you are.
I had a meeting with one guy. I come in and sat down, the pastor, and he's sitting there smoking a cigarette and all that while I'm there and everything. And I mean, he could care less. He didn't pay hardly any attention to what I had to say and all that. And he said, well, I'll get with the people and see if they'd want to do it. But thank you for stopping in and talking to us. Anyway, never heard back from them. Then I got in an argument with quite a few
I remember
of them.
Some woman was arguing about, what does it mean, for the glory?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I said, you got to be kidding me. You know, and it's
yeah,
just,
the glory of me. What do you think?
And in Grand Rapids, in a 25-mile radius of Grand Rapids, there's 2,500 churches. In a 5-mile radius. Can you believe that? I thought, man, and a lot of them now are going out of business and all that too. And that's another thing that I'm nervous about is the Christianity of our country. Mm-hmm. And
that's another reason why I think things are, God's coming down and going to,
yeah,
things are going to change. And I think people are going to be like, oh my goodness, God hasn't been causing all this pain and suffering and all this stuff on the earth. You know, it's been Satan, and then they're going to see things how they're supposed to be, and I think they're all going to be, more people will be coming back to God.
Well, I've told many people that they're lucky that I'm a Christian. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was at one time not a Christian, so, you know, I was raised a Christian, and in fact, a Catholic, but it's getting to a point where you see the people, the way they act, are so two-faced, you know? And some of them yeah. people.
And it's hard to have patience with people.
But the people that go to the church are the same as that minister that was sitting there smoking that cigarette. And
they're the brainwashed, brain dead too. It's just they just.
Well, you're getting back on that other thing. Stop.
No,
that.
But I'm just saying the whole society is people. They haven't. They're not. They're either all self-centered and everything is about me, and they're not even thinking about stuff that's going on around them. They don't care. Or they're too lazy to find out, or they just, the government's here to take care of me. I don't need to, think about stuff.
I tell you, the one thing I'm afraid of is all these abortions. That's going to be a big thing when God comes back. I'm telling you, I think that people are going to find that was, woe are you who corrupted my children. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's corrupting our children. So sad, but true.
I know.
And you say, well, what does that have to do with our TV show? It has nothing to do with it. It's just,
no.
It comes
but anyways,
through. Anything goes. That's, we can say yes, anything we want to.
But anyways, I'll get on another topic. I will move on.
Hey,
and
by the way, John, bite me.
Who's that?
John, I don't know. I just made it up. Bite me.
No, it's like I said, I've got so much stuff that I'm doing in my house that I don't have time to do other stuff. Yeah. And then I keep thinking, oh my gosh, just I'm never ending. And I want to get stuff done before it gets warm, before, middle of May, because then I can go outside.
I think we're getting 14 yards of the
chips
today. So we'll be pouring that. And then we have to go inside our fence to put it around our pool.
Oh yeah.
And we got all these, I don't know where my wife got these When I go into my garage now at night and turn on the light, mm-hmm. it looks like noon. It's noon. I mean, those lights we got, they're
those are the ones I told you about. They're like daylight, 300 big watt things.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, it looks like a day. And then I put these new. My wife bought these new lights for the house to put on the house. You know, mm-hmm. we've had them on since they were new. When the house was brand new. So she bought those, so I'm putting them on. And I can't get. She didn't tell me there are these lights that don't come on until night.
Oh, okay.
And so here I am taking it apart, putting it back up, putting it on. My wife comes up and says, "How come you're taking that off?" She says, "The light won't go on." Well, didn't I tell you the light won't come on until night? Boy, I had a few words to say to her right then. I'll tell you, here I am taking this thing on and off, and she didn't even tell me about that. I guess she said, "Well, you should have read the box." Because it didn't say it on the box, but
well,
it
you
did
think,
say it.
Yeah,
on the
well, yeah, you think it's, yeah. you know, you take one off, you put one back. You don't think it's yeah. much different. Yeah, and I got a lot of LED lights, and they're supposed to, like, last for, like, 10 years.
They don't, though, do they?
I don't know, but I have so many of them. Then I've got a whole bunch of bulbs. I'm thinking, what do I need with all these bulbs? Because these ones are these LED ones, and you don't replace them. You just replace the whole fixture when it's done. And so
that's what
I have
you
all.
Do. You gotta change the whole fixture.
Yeah, a lot of these ones are just the lights are just built in, and they don't use much energy, and they just last like 10 years or something. And so I've got all these batteries. I'm thinking I need to donate a lot of bunch, or not batteries, but a bunch of light bulbs to someplace.
Somebody gave me a whole, give my wife a whole bunch of bulbs. I forget who light bulbs. I don't know what we're going to do with them, but I know.
I was going to say, I think maybe I'll just donate them to...
Throw them away. Donate.
Yeah, donate them to... I like to give stuff to, which I'm going to probably have to do, is In the Image, which is a place on Division, which is like giving to, like, a Goodwill, except...
I don't like giving to Goodwill because...
Not Goodwill. I meant Salvation Army.
Yeah, Salvation Army. Good.
Like giving to Salvation
yeah,
Army.
Yeah, give to the Salvation Army. They are great people. They really are. They work hard in helping
Salvation Army,
people.
Or if you've got decent stuff, what I have been doing when I found out about this place is they will take donations and they will just actually just make us put stuff out and people just come in and take what they need. There's no transactions,
you know,
or anything.
Like
so
you want to
have clean and nice things that you put in there. And so people who, you know, are need something, or they had a just got married and they had a lot of money and need some dishes. I mean, they can just come in and take, you know, kids' toys or whatever that they need. And I think, well, that's what I want my stuff
well,
to go
you know,
to
Goodwill,
somebody.
Here, Goodwill, they get, because they hire people.
Yeah, they promote themselves more.
They're a nonprofit because they hire people. Well, then everybody should be a nonprofit because they hire people. But the thing about it is, they take all this clothing and all that, they put it out and they sell it. And so
they're more of a for-profit, but they will use, like, developmentally disabled people, you know, and things like this, saying, well, we're giving jobs. When you donate, you're supporting these people.
Yeah.
Well, you're supporting them, giving them jobs, but you're not then taking the profits and
right.
then, you know.
Salvation Army, just so many Christian organizations you could give to.
Yeah.
And
I've got a lot of stuff that I'm going through in my house that I'm thinking, should I just donate all this stuff? A lot of decor, because I'm kind of changing things. And I'm like, I don't need all this stuff out. And so it's like, fine stuff. Do I just get rid of it?
Well, you know what I'm doing? I've got my camera out, and I got a thing set up to take pictures, and I'm taking pictures, and I'm putting it on the internet and see if I can sell them. Then if I can't sell them, I'm going to take them, put them in the auction and try it that way. Because I've got like 20 phones that...
Oh, I actually have old
you know,
phones,
the,
too.
The
yeah.
phone that you open. I got a box phone, one of the first, you know, because it was in the real estate. And I'm going to try to get
Yeah, there's
some
markets
that
for that where people need to have, like if they need to have a period piece with their shooting and they need to have the old stuff. Like, I'll watch shows supposed to be taking place in the 90s, and I'm looking at the technology, like the old, big old computer screen with the green letters, and then,
that's
or the old
funny.
Phones and stuff. And so it's, they need that stuff still. I have some old computers too, actually.
Really?
Yeah, and I know you have to dispose of them with a. From a.
I've got a bunch of. When I first started in the modeling business, I used to do film all the time because that's all we had. And I still got boxes of film of growth that I never.
Are you talking like the.
The roll, the kind you take in to get developed.
Oh, motion picture. Okay. Yeah, because I know I had a photo shoot.
No, not
long time ago, and it was, what do you call those? The. I don't even know if they call those anymore. The. Not slides, but they use them for slides.
Oh, yeah.
What do they call those? Negatives.
The negative.
Yeah, the negative.
Oh, the negative, yeah. Well, they don't even have negatives.
I know, so you have all this old
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, and you can develop, you don't even have to develop anymore. You just shoot and then download them on your computer. And that's one of the things. I was the first one to ever start the internet with models. And I always thought, you know, you like you going out to all these places and all that. If I put you up on the internet, I'm out selling, I can get on the internet and show my models right there while I'm mm-hmm. talking to the person and show them different types. And that's how mm-hmm. we got started in that.
Yeah, that was a long time
yeah.
ago, wasn't it?
And yeah, I was doing real estate at the time, but I got so busy with the real, that's how that went. Then we had I got my TV show. Then this beautiful girl, I'm not kidding you, she was gorgeous, come in and was sitting down one day and I walk out and I hear, "Hello, Larry." And I turn around and guess who it is?
I still, my memory is always just
that
so
was
bad.
You.
I'm trying to remember how I even.
You answered an
very No, for the TV show. But I knew you from before that because of the photo shoot with Terry and.
Yeah, Terry and I forget.
And for Richard, like those catalogs, that stuff was before that because you had a picture of me from then. So I don't know how I got with you in the first place to have a couple of those jobs.
Good Lord was looking after me.
Yeah, because there was a long time in between. And so when I
right.
showed up to this this audition, and
you.
Then I, yeah, and I go, "I know that guy."
Yeah.
And it's like, Larry. And then I said, "Do you remember me?" And he says, "Do I remember you? Come here." I go in there, and there's this life-size picture of me hanging in your office.
Yeah.
That was from the Global Vision.
Yeah, that's yeah, I remember.
Like,
then
oh,
your
my.
Husband did Global Vision
yep.
too. So.
Yeah,
that was kind of funny.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. It's probably
yeah.
2004.
We're gonna have. I thought what we would do is have a reunion of all our people from the show at the house and have a party and. Put up the badminton set and put up the throw bags and have a nice hot dog and hamburgers day.
Yeah, I
maybe
think
we can get some
like
people
that.
Out there
yeah.
for a chance.
And no masks. Oh, there was it was
oh,
funny.
Yeah,
I heard there was. I was listening to a news story about I don't know where it was, but there was a business that had posted signs that said no masks allowed.
Oh, yeah, you see.
And
that.
If you were no masks allowed, and then if you've been vaccinated, you're not allowed in.
Yeah.
So it was like kind of the
well,
opposite.
How would they know if you were vaccinated or not?
Well, people would probably say, "Oh, I'm vaccinated." Well, because this is another thing. People, do your research.
How are we getting back in this thing?
This is another good thing. Is people who are vaccinated are now getting non-vaccinated people sick. Because I guess in the vaccine, which creates these spike proteins or whatever, and then once your body generates all these, and then when you breathe and sweat and different stuff, that stuff they call it shedding kind of comes out, and so it can then infect the unvaccinated and really make it could be even worse for them to be exposed to. Someone who's been vaccinated, so don't breathe on me. So I just tell everybody, just immune system, that's all you have to do is keep your strong immune system. You don't have to worry about any of this stuff. Trust God made your body to heal itself. You don't need, you know, intervention to do what your body was made to do.
Well, it's lucky we both feel differently.
Oh, I just worry. I'm just like...
Don't worry so much. You got to put worry
I don't know.
In
I'm worried about other people thinking I don't want anything bad to happen to them. you know, just because they didn't know, they were forced, you know, by an employer or different stuff, and this stuff is going to happen to them, and it's, and just pray that it,
it doesn't happen
to anybody, anybody that I know, anyways.
But there's pleasant thoughts. We gotta have pleasant thoughts.
Pleasant thoughts. Know?
It's anything goes, but at the same time, with anything
you know what
goes,
we should do with, for the pleasant thoughts?
Pleasant
I bring in my little puppy, my little white dog.
Puppies always get a good rating.
Trissa, she's the one that she likes to be held.
Did you see that bobcat, though, that had rabies? It bit two people. The guy wound up shooting it with his gun.
Around here?
No, it was on TV. It was someplace else.
Oh, because I know people have reported seeing bobcats.
But guess what? My wife's sister, who's in Florida right now, and her granddaughter's living at her house. A bear was in their backyard yesterday.
A black bear?
A black bear. But that's just in Muskegon, so I couldn't believe that. So, you know, that will happen, though. They'll start gradually coming down farther, and they'll have a cub, and a cub, well, that's their place, and they're going
to
stay
and
there.
And they go to, like, dumps and stuff up north and whatever. I remember going to, my dad driving us to, like, there was a dump up near a cottage at like at Newaygo County up in there,
and
just sitting in your parking lot and you see like the bears come into the dump and with their bear cubs and you just sit
there. You know, bears are, well, all animals are cute. I mean, like a lion, but he'd eat you, but at the same time, you know, you want to pet him and he wants to eat you, so it's better to stay away from them kind of animals, but you know.
So I think heaven would just be where all the animals, nobody ate each other and everybody got along, and so you could, you know, have a giraffe, and you can have a mountain lion here, and everybody.
What's the two people that?
Adam and Eve.
No, the two people in Las Vegas. Both of them are dead now. They had.
Oh yeah.
They had all them
lion trainer guys.
Yeah, and they had all those animals at their house and all that.
Well, I know.
The one didn't realize what he did, but
you can't tame something that's by nature just a wild animal. Yeah. So you just can't trust him.
Don't go up to a bear and a brown bear and pet him. You mean?
Yeah, and how many stories of people who've had like these exotic animals, and then they've killed the owners or whatever, and it's not the animal's fault per se, and people will personalize and give them.
It's in their
nature. Treat them like they're human.
Okay, next show that we have.
It'll be a couple weeks, so who knows? Maybe we'll something exciting is going to happen.
Let's find out what's good about it. Let's try to come up with a guest next week.
Oh.
Okay, what's Leanne wanted, so said she wanted to be.
Okay.
Do you have Leanne's telephone number? Because I told her.
I don't know if I have a phone. I had to check to see if she's in my phone. Well, otherwise, it's Facebook.
Yeah, if you got Facebook. Because I told her that you handle that. So I just said that because I didn't know if you were YouTube or.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I had a lot of phone numbers from our cast on my phone,
now,
but I'm not sure.
What's the other girl that used to, that you and her don't see eye to eye? What is her name? I can't think of her name.
From our show?
Yeah. She wasn't with us that long, but you didn't like her too well. I can't think of her name.
I like everybody.
What is her name, though?
Jennifer.
But anyway, she's in California, I guess, doing that guy that used to be with that other company called her, and she's going to be directing a movie. Now, that could be all.
Oh, if it's true,
that's pretty good.
Good for her, then.
Yeah. But I'm going to, next week, we should talk about, what are we going to talk about? Summer coming up?
Well, it'll be 2 weeks before we do this again, so things could have changed.
Well, it's going to be warmer.
Yeah, and you may have surgery? I don't know.
That's another thing. If I'm in, I can't, well, if I'm out of the hospital and all that.
We'll do the show from Larry's hospital room.
All right, we'll have a thing on my neck like I have.
He can zoom in. He can be on the screen up here, and I can be talking to you.
Well, you know what makes me mad? This is my third operation on the same thing. Except now I got, believe it or not, when I eat, I catch something in my throat because I got this thing growing off my bone, and it catches. And he says, it's very important that we get that out of there, because you could, you know, give myself the Heimlich maneuver. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say,
liquid
because
diet. Matt's telling us,
get off the damn air. So we're going to let, thanks for coming. Thanks for listening. Coming, I mean, on your TV.
And be a critical thinker.
Yeah.
Don't trust the government. Whatever the media tells you, believe the opposite. That's my words.
And I say, who cares? We're not on this earth long enough to worry about it. So, and the only thing I don't like about it, you tell me they've been stealing my money. I don't like that.
That irritates me.
I know.
You'll get it back. Huh? Be optimistic.
You were going to help me, weren't you? Okay. We'll see you next week, same time. Maybe?
Guess so.
Okay.
It's up to unless Matt.
Well, anyway, it's on, we're on the internet, so it doesn't. You can watch it 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
Certainly.
Merry Christmas.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.